Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are trying to get connected to our guest, who is our guest for today, and I'm hoping that we will be able to get connected to Brenda Lee, who is supposed to be giving us some more perspective on the conversation we began last week. That conversation is a conversation on health. We're trying to pursue this idea and the ideal of health, and that's why we have Brenda Lee, who is our guest, who's going to be giving us our perspective. But still, we're still trying to get connected to her. As soon as we get connected to her, we will get into our conversation. Brenda Lee Paul is our guest, or at least is supposed to be our guest for today. Today, we'll be focusing on water, the forgotten healer. That's what will be our conversation as soon as we get connected. Water as our forgotten healer. Oh, I think we got her back. All right, Brenda Lee Paul, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So we're talking nutrition. We're talking, most importantly, the nutritional value of water as a forgotten healer. What are the health consequences of chronic dehydration?
All right. So, yes, when you are dehydrated, you're not only feeling thirsty and dry. That's like just absolutely in the surface. When you are dehydrated, every organ in your body suffers. Mm. Your brain can't think clearly. You are irritable. You are tired. You don't have energy. Your heart suffers. Your blood it cannot pump because your blood needs water. Mm. And to let it flow, your blood should be like a free-flowing stream.
Right.
Not like a stagnant pool in the middle of a felt, you know, that becomes stagnant, that water. Mm. So your blood should be a flowing stream. So you need to have that water to flow that. Your kidneys suffer, and then if you are chronically dehydrated, your kidneys stop working one by one, percentage by percentage, as you go through the years of being dehydrated.
Oh.
And then you've got to go on to dialysis. I mean, who wants to do that?
You?
And you can prevent that just by having water.
Yeah.
Every organ in your body needs water to survive. Your cells need water. They're surrounded by water.
Right. Let's talk about the effect of water on one's state of mind, perhaps most importantly, your emotions, your mood more pointedly. How does water intake affect mood, metabolism, and also immunity?
Well, yes. So we'll talk about that all together. Now, obviously, when your mind is dehydrated, you're not able to think. Your moods will fluctuate because your body needs water for the reproduction, for the hormones, for free-flowing thinking. So now you're short-circuiting your neurocells, which are needing to have that flow, but you're dehydrating it. Causing headaches. Now, when you get headaches, for example, the best thing to do is water, and you should be quite fine. So dehydration causes that as well. Now, your best weight loss secret is water.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is. Isn't that awesome?
It is. So, it's the cheapest of them all. Yeah.
It's the cheapest of them all. And so easy to come by. So, have lots of water in between meals, not eating anything, but drinking your water in between meals. And you're going to speed up your metabolism.
Yeah.
Your body is going to flow. You're going to have energy. You know, every time I feel tired and I'm yawning, I just need to have two glasses of water to get that oxygen flowing to every cell in the body, to flow to the brain so the brain can think, to flow down to your mitochondria of your cell to carry the oxygen to your cells so that you've got energy. It's the most.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's the most easiest weight loss.
Yes. Brenda Lee is still there. I think we've lost her connection once again. Brenda Lee, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Ah, now I can too. All right. So with all these beautiful benefits and wonderful benefits to drinking and consuming water, why do many people struggle to drink enough water daily then?
Well, I think mostly because of the taste. You know, if you take water from the tap, it doesn't taste nice. It's full of chemicals.
Ah.
You've got all sorts of...
Oh, Brenda Lee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Lovely.
All right.
You are still...
Your water, you want your water to taste good. So
yeah.
It is best to get good, proper water. Now, often if we get filtered water, it is dead. It's dead water. It's been filtered so much that it's absolutely dead. So to liven it, to put the minerals and the back into it, you need to put in a pinch of Celtic salt or pink Himalayan rock salt. That's going to put those 82 to 86 minerals back into your water that your body needs. And it makes it more readily to accept.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put some fresh lemon in it, you know, and you get these water apps. Now, if you have a water app, that's awesome to have because it reminds you to drink water every hour, however long you set it. It'll have a glass filling up sound or something to remind you, hey, it's time to drink your water.
And how can we make water more appealing in this sugary drink culture we have today?
Well, that one you can use like fresh lemon, have a squeeze of fresh lemon. You can put in things like cucumber slices, mint slices, parsley slices, which are all good for your kidneys and your liver for cleansing that at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. I thought perhaps you'd suggest we must add some food colorant and some flavoring and all of that. Finally, before I let you go, what role does water play in natural healing and cleansing practices? Huh?
All right. So without water, you die. You know,
okay.
You can live days and days without food, but only 3 to 4 days without water. So your water is so essential and so important for the flow of your lymphatic, for your blood, for your neurosystem, for every system in your body. So when you are just an interesting fact, your body is made up of 79% of water,
right?
The brain 85%, your blood is 95%, and even your bones. You think, how can bones be made up of water? But your bones are made of 40%.
Whoa.
Muscles are from 75 to 80% of water. So your water is essential for every body function.
Absolutely.
Every cell is surrounded by water, both inside and outside.
Wow.
And know that your kidney cycles about 8,000 liters of water through the kidneys and the colon per day.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome?
It
yeah.
is. It is.
This continual cycle, and you want to keep feeding it to keep your body clean.
Absolutely.
And it's an easy way to know that you don't have enough water by when you urinate, make sure that your urine is a pale straw color and not a dark yellow. If it's dark yellow, drink 2 to 3 glasses of water and keep drinking until your urine is back to the right color.
Ah, okay, that's a good indicator.
Yeah.
Good indicator,
yes.
Right there. All right. I'm hoping people are going to be following these because most of them are not very new. Actually, we've been told these things, but for some reason, we are just stubborn. We are reluctant to practice good to health by using water, not fizzy drinks. I really do hope that they will listen. But we have another conversation coming up tomorrow. Same conversation on taking care of our health. Looking forward to that. Brenda, thank you very much for talking to us. Really appreciate your time.
Certainly. Have an awesome day.
Thank you very much. Right back at you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.